Hi everybody! Welcome to the Kink Podcast. I'm your host Andy Nolch, and it is absolutely lovely to be here. This is a podcast where I talk all about interesting information, and you guys will find it quite interesting. It has nothing to do with the TV show, which I also host. If you want to see that, it's on Friday nights at 11:30 p.m. on Channel 31 in Melbourne, or you can just search the Kink TV show in YouTube. Now, before I get started on this podcast, I just got to warn you about this. That is just the sound of me sipping at some chai tea. It's chai tea this time. I'm trying something a bit different. I think it tastes a lot better with milk. I didn't have any milk in it, but I could see how milk can go down really well. I've been drinking white tea a lot recently as well. White tea is the healthiest of teas. It's most simplest. It's good to drink a lot of regular white tea. Can cure cancer. Ooh. No, it can stop you from getting it in the first place. On today's podcast, this will be part 6 of my video commentary of Wake Up Call, A New World Order, the YouTube conspiracy documentary. We're starting in part 6 now, and even if you're new to this, you'll still get information from it, it's fine, but you should probably go back to part 1, where I explain what this documentary is about, and then I start doing the commentary of it. It's got heaps of interesting information in it. I definitely think you guys will like it. So we're about 35 minutes into this documentary, so I might as well get started, and I'll just adjust the mic a little bit. Hold on a second. Okay, just adjusted the mic a little bit. I'm going to press play now on this documentary and have a listen to it. You don't even need to see the pictures on the screen, but if there's important pictures on the screen, I'll just explain them to you. But just listen to this, because this will this is very important information that people need to know, because if you don't know it, then you'll be in confusion and you're not going to really have that much fun with your life. All the movers and shakers, the people who really know what's going on in this world, the people who really win in this world, they know what's going on with all this sort of information, and it really helps them. So let's check it out.
The way that this can be done...
This is David Icke.
...with a very few people, at the peak, that is because if you look at every organisation today, be it a university, a school, a government, a secret society, anything, a multinational company, business of any kind, they're structured as a pyramid, which works like this. In any organization, you've got a very, very few people at the peak of the pyramid. That very few people know exactly what that organization's about, what its real agenda is, what it's really trying to achieve. The further you come down from that peak in any organization, you're meeting more and more and more people who know less and less and less and less about what the organization's really about. They only know...
On the ball. Exactly right. He's exactly right. So it's like that with the bank, and it's also like that with churches, and in particular the Church of Scientology, because I used to be involved with that quite heavily. So I know what I'm talking about, and it's like you go into a local church and it's fine, you know what I mean? None of the people know what's really going on, but at the top of it, it's really owned by people who just want to make money and are evil and don't care about religion, and they just keep on screwing their religion up and just trying to make it so they can get as much money out of the members as possible. You know, you can talk to all these people and write letters saying the church needs to get fixed up and blah, 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 blah to all these people, and they just won't know. And it's only the people right at the top that actually know and that can make a difference. And if you get a letter to them, well, then you're just going to be on their radar, and they're just going to be like, okay, we're going to take this guy out, or we've got to get this guy quiet because he knows what's going on. So that's why I'm not really writing letters to the Church of Scientology trying to make them reform or change, because I've seen other people try that. And it doesn't really lead to anything, because at the top it's corrupt. All you got to do is just keep on waking people up to the trap that's going on. And it's the same with the medical industry as well. Like, they don't really know what's going on. You know, they just you know, get their vaccine and think it's good, and they're taught to inject kids with it, so they just inject kids with it, or taught to give someone drugs to solve that problem. They don't really know what's going on. You have to go up through the ranks and actually find out who runs and owns the medical industry, and a lot of it's just the drug companies and trying to make money. They're just trying to make money. And so, you know, that's how it is. Anyway, I'll continue this documentary, but I'm going to see David Icke very soon. He's doing a lecture in Melbourne, and he might be doing an interview on the Kink TV show as well, which will be great, and I'm going to have a chat with him. Anyway, let's continue this documentary.
Bad part. The CIA call this compartmentalization, keeping from everyone else in the pyramid how what they're doing in apparent innocence links in with what other people are doing in apparent innocence to produce a very sinister pattern.
Exactly. So you keep everything in compartments so people don't really know what's going on. And if you come across an organization, I guess probably like Freemasons and Church of Scientology and a bank and that, where information's secret, where you can't really, it's not really open, you can't really freely find information, that's a warning sign. That's a warning light. Something's going on there. Why is there all this secrecy and people don't know what's, you know, higher up and stuff, you know? What have they got to hide, you know?
Freemasons are a classic.
Oh, see? You brought it up. See what I mean?
The Freemason secret society is involved. People think that you must be saying that every Freemason wants to manipulate the world to global dictatorship.
Exactly. See how that's what I'm saying. See how this is so on the ball, this documentary? See how I just mentioned Freemasons, then he mentioned it? You know what I mean? That's why when I was just... Because when I first came across this documentary, I mentioned this in other podcasts, but when I first came across it, I just had it listening, playing in the background while I was on Facebook, on the computer, and I was just like, what the hell? This is so on the ball. This has to be... It needs a commentary, this one. This one just is so right. It's just every... It's like you're listening to it and you're like, oh, I'll just listen a little bit more. Just, oh. But it was just so right and so on the ball, I couldn't turn off from it. Anyway, let's continue.
Ridiculous. Of course they don't. But if you look at the Freemason structure...
Stop, hold on. Literally, this wake-up call, New World Order documentary, this is the equivalent of on the Matrix where Morpheus gives Neo the red pill. This is taking the red pill, literally. This is taking the red pill. It's like taking it and finding out the truth about this world and what's really going on. Let's continue.
The overwhelming majority of Freemasons in the world, they never get higher than the bottom three levels of degree, the overwhelming majority. But in the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, which pervades much of world politics, particularly in America and other areas, there's another 30 degrees above that to the 33rd degree, which the vast majority of Freemasons never get near. And there's another 13 levels not officially accepted to exist, which some people call Illuminati degrees, which at that level, the Freemason secret society is in a different universe to the part where the vast majority of Freemasons exist, right down here.
So I just have to say that people are really waking up. People are really finding out what's going on. You know, people really look into these things on the internet because people, like, when you first come across these wacky videos on YouTube, you're like, what the hell, you know? But then you see so many of them and you're like, hold on, there's seriously something going on. There can't be that many people that are just nut jobs and just crazy conspiracy theorists, you know what I mean? It's not the case. Like, there's seriously truth in this direction. It's like the crop circles that people are getting in their farms, you know. It was proven that some of them were done by, like, some drunk dudes doing a prank. But then there was just a number of them was just so many, and their ability, the crop circles patterns were so incredible. It couldn't just be done by two punks, you know what I mean? And you're just like, hold on, but there's so many crop circles being found. There's so many cattle mutilations going on. There's more going on than meets the eye, you know? There's something going on. And it's the same as psychic phenomenon and all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of people who can read minds, and there's a lot of people who are paid by police to use their psychic abilities to help solve cases. You know, it's not just some bullshit. There's serious stuff going on here. I need to meet with the creators of South Park because I know a lot of their stuff is funny, but when they do stuff like bagging psychics, and they bag like John Edwards and all this sort of stuff. I wouldn't mind asking, do you actually think that this stuff that John Edwards is doing is bullshit? Because, you know, I mean, your video is great, your episodes of South Park are great, but seriously, this is truth though. This is actually, you haven't looked into it. You've only done a little superficial look and then made a funny episode, and that's fine, because their job is comedians. That's fine. That's their job. Okay, I don't like how they spread some false information, but the whole show is done ridiculously. It has a disclaimer at the start of the show that says, you know, I don't know, don't take this show seriously or whatever. And I think that's why it's fair, you know what I mean? And, but, you know, I don't know, if I was working on that cartoon, I couldn't make episodes that were bagging psychics like what they've done, because I know that there's truth going on, and you just can't trick people like that, because a lot of people, you know, see that and go, yeah, it's so ridiculous, psychics and shit, but it's just like, no, this is the, it confuses people, you know, the psychics really do exist. Anyway, let's continue.
Mentalization, this is how it works. So every one of these institutions that control the direction of the world and our daily lives is a pyramid. The banking system is a pyramid. You go into the local bank, the person you meet across the counter won't even know what's going on in the bank manager's office behind them, let alone what's going on at board level and higher. So the banking system is a pyramid going to a peak. The intelligence agency network in the world is a pyramid going to a peak. The multinational company network is a pyramid. So is the global media and so on. And there is a global pyramid within which all these work, in which the peaks of all these individual pyramids, banking, business, media, etc., fuse into one peak. And up there, it's speculated by many people, there perhaps may be no more than 13 families, 13 people at the peak, pervading down through these different levels, the same basic policy, which is pushing the world towards more and more centralization of power.
Okay, stop. This is what's so genius about this documentary and about David Icke. He said that at the top there's like 13 families or 13 bankers or something that are really controlling the world and knows what's going on. L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology, he found that out in like the 60s, and he said that. And you hear him talk about it and go, yeah, there's at the top of the world who are controlling it, actually evil bankers. And you go, well, okay, it sounds crazy. But then you study other things and other people are like confirming it. Like, yeah, there's like around 13 hardcore mega rich bankers and or families. I don't know if it's 13 families or 13 bankers. I think it's 13 families that hardcore own everything and control everything and are evil. And that's the actual truth. And you're like, what the hell? You know, this is wild, and you find out about the Bilderberg Group and all this sort of other stuff. But that's just an example of where L. Ron Hubbard was just far ahead of his times, and he knew what was going on. Like, he's the sort of person where if he was around today, he would be, you know, talking with David Icke and, you know, and doing lectures with David Icke about these sort of things and stuff. But L. Ron Hubbard didn't spend too much time on the whole conspiracy thing. He focused more on the scientific philosophy and the spiritual side of it, whereas David Icke is more political, and like Alex Jones, it's just telling people the information, and it's not so much a spiritual sort of guru. You need to know both sides to really know what's going on in the world, because you've got to get strong spiritually, be able to do these out there things like bending spoons with minds and leaving your body and stuff. You need to have all these abilities and also have a great life and have fun, but also you need to know about all the political stuff as well, because it helps you and you don't get sucked in by chemicals and water and all that sort of stuff. So you got to know about politics, like the whole David Icke side of things, and you got to know about the, you got to become spiritual and practice all these spiritual things and do all these exercises to increase your abilities. So it's both things you need to know in life. But usually most people don't even have any spiritual side to it, or they have a crappy spiritual side to it. Like they just, you know, read the Bible a bit, like no offense, but they just read the Bible a bit, and they really don't gain these abilities like remembering their past life and being able to leave their body and be able to bend spoons with their mind. They don't really gain those sort of things. They just get a bit of a benefit from their little controlled religion. And the other side, they don't get the whole political side, they don't really get that information because they just watch mainstream television and that sort of stuff, and that doesn't really tell you what's going on, you know, in the world. You need to listen to people like David Icke and Alex Jones and all these alternative stuff to really find out what's going on in the world.
There is this, like, cozy little myth that is perpetuated between politicians and the media. Politicians walk the world stage as if they are the final arbiters of power in the world. So when a president speaks, the cameras run and it's flashed around the world, prime ministers and such like.
Stop. Classic example, yeah, like they walk around like they're absolute top shit, like they wear these nice suits and they walk around, but at the end of the day, they don't really do any, like, some of them actually do things to harm the world, like Hillary Clinton and Obama, but other ones just don't even really do anything, they just walk around looking all good. Like recently in Melbourne, we had Joe Biden visit us, and he just, like, you know, visited a few things and said a few things, and he's just a walking show pony pretty boy that just doesn't really do anything, you know what I mean? Because the average person might think that, oh, this guy's really great and, oh, he's really an important person because the media makes it look like that by reporting on him and showing all this stuff. But really, he's just a nobody. Like, he doesn't really do anything, you know? Let's continue.
The media report the world as if presidents and prime ministers are the final arbiters and decision makers in the world. Which means that the people above the level of presidents and prime ministers that really make the decisions, they're never looked at or exposed.
Exactly, these families.
Because they're not accepted to exist.
That you don't even know these people exist. It's not Obama who's the real problem. You know, he's just following his orders from... Obama's just following orders from these people who are really high up that he probably hasn't even met. And you just never see them. They stay out of the scenes. It's perfect that way because if they ever get into trouble, who gets into trouble? It's Obama who gets into trouble and cops shit. You know what I mean? They're the people, like Hillary Clinton, they're just getting used. They think they're winning and they think they're doing really, really good. And some of them, you know, like Obama and Hillary, do have millions and that sort of stuff. But they're running a fine line because they can really get into a lot of trouble. Whereas the people who stay completely out of the scenes, they're the people who are in control. And they put people into positions of power, but they're not really in a position of power. They're just there to hold that position just to look good. So this person like Joe Biden or Obama will walk around and they don't really have that much power. You know, they're just filling a position to look good. So let's say you got like a corrupt bank and they'll put some guy as a president who's like this pretty boy guy and... he really isn't calling the shots, but he's just there so people think that he's calling the shots. And if they get into trouble for anything, mate, they'll cut loose from that guy and that guy will cop shit and he'll get brought down. You know what I mean? And then they still remain. And so everyone doesn't hate them and they blame everything on that guy. There's in this science fiction book written by Ron Hubbard called Mission Earth, it's a fantastic book because it talks about the Earth and how the world runs and how it works. There's, I think it's in that book. Anyway, there's a situation where some guy gets promoted to be the head of some company. He thinks it's all, you know, good, and he's like, yeah, that's great, I'm the leader and stuff. And he doesn't realise that he's just being put in that position in case anything screws up, then he just cops shit, and the real people don't get in trouble for what they did. And I think he ends up getting into trouble and getting screwed over and being like, what? So we're not as good as what I thought. Anyway, now this part of the documentary has written... words. So, hold on a second. Okay. All of the previously mentioned organizations, including the Federal Reserve, are offshoots of an older and more powerful, secretive, and sinister organization.
Well, I was, in the FBI for 27 and a half years. And at the time of my retirement in 1979, I was the senior special agent in charge of the FBI Los Angeles office. I developed information personally about just extensive corruption in the government, not only at the federal level, but all the way down to the city and state level across this country. I have information about corrupt judges, corrupt law enforcement, prosecutors.
Yeah, there's so much corruption going on. Yeah, no,
county officials.
It's kept secret.
Judge.
Also, part of the reason why it's kept secret is by good people who just don't want people to think bad of their government or bad of their church. So they keep it secret. Like, for example, the pedophile priests and stuff, they'll find out about it, but then they'll be like, oh, we don't want to freak people out and stop people from going to church, because that's a bad thing, because church is good. So we just won't tell people about it. You know what I mean? That's the sort of attitude they have. That's why a lot of the people who are involved with Scientology, involved with the Church of Scientology, don't really know what's going on because nobody wants to say bad things. You know what I mean? Because it just doesn't help their religion, you know? So it's kind of not good, because it means something can go on and become really, really corrupt and people are just quiet about it, you know?
It involves drugs, involves pornography, involves prostitution.
Apparently Bill Clinton used to cults, import drugs and stuff.
The bottom line is to take over the country and the world.
Sorry, and he said it involves pedophilia, yeah. And apparently a lot of the congressmen, like 25% of them or 30% of them, are homosexuals and get male prostitutes in and have sex parties and shit. And, you know, if someone's a homosexual, that's fine, but the fact that they lie about it, they don't admit to being a homosexual, that's the problem, that they keep it secret. Like, apparently Hillary Clinton is a lesbian and loves eating puss, and she just keeps it secret, you know, and doesn't let anyone know, because she puts on this whole fake attitude, and just a lot of these politicians is completely fake. And apparently Obama smokes crack as well. Like, I mean, there's all these rumors and stuff, but it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of this stuff is true. A lot of this stuff is going on, you know. It would just amaze you, you know. And former, you know, people who were male prostitutes, said stuff like that. Like 30% of the people in Congress are homosexuals, they reckon. Like, because they were paid to sleep with these rich people and stuff. And anyway, it doesn't sound too crazy when you just study world history, because people intelligent don't think what I'm saying is that crazy, because if you study world history, apparently the Roman Empire, as that was collapsing, apparently a lot of all the officials and people at the top of it were all homosexuals and having sex parties and stuff, and having men who were having sex with men. And so it doesn't surprise me that Congress is in that same situation, except I don't know if they were keeping it secret that they were gay in the Roman times, but I know now they're keeping it secret. But anyway, but I don't want anyone to think there's anything wrong with being gay or anything, but it's just like, you know, it's just the fact that they keep it secret. That's the problem with it. Anyway, let's continue.
For what, though? Power? Greed. This goes back over 200 years, back to 1776, with the establishment of an organization known as the Illuminati. And if your listeners don't know what the Illuminati is, they need to run down to the library and look it up and do some research, because on May the 1st, 1776, a fellow named Adam Weishaupt, German, set forth 25 goals at the request of the Rothschild group that they needed to initiate in order to take over the world. We're talking about destroy the sovereignty of countries and destroy religions. And that's where it really started in modern day. And right today, believe it or not.
Sorry, he mentioned destroy religions, and that was in the 1700s. That's exactly what they're doing. They've infiltrated the Church of Scientology. They've infiltrated other New Agey and different religions, and all the religions, really. Like, if you look at the Christian Bible that they're rocking with today, that isn't what Jesus was saying. Like, it's been changed so much. So part of this plan is to get rid of religion so that they're the God, and so that the religious people don't aren't a problem to them. Because if you've got a religious person who's like a devout Christian or Scientologist, they're a bit stubborn and they're a bit hard to become a slave, because they've got beliefs that they stand up for and they defend. So that's why this whole plan of the New World Order involves getting rid of religion and there not being a religion. And then people can be more easily controlled.
not, and we have the documentation for this, we are probably 90%, their goals have probably been filled at the great rate of about 90%.
This Illuminati, this group who called themselves the Enlightened Ones, had gained positions of power through control of the banking system.
The Illuminati was founded on May 1st, 1776, by Adam Weishaupt, a professor at Ingolstadt University. Weishaupt obviously had been a serious student of the occult, for many of its bizarre features and symbols were incorporated into his organization. Weishaupt had been active in the Masonic lodges of Germany, and found in them the perfect vehicle for recruiting into his secret order, which he described publicly as the highest level of Freemasonry. The Illuminati was formally incorporated into the Masonic lodges at the Congress of Wilhelmstadt in 1780. There were 8 conspiratorial rings within rings, advancing from the outermost novice inward to Rex or King. The King, of course, was Weishaupt himself, who had adopted the code name Spartacus. Those in the outer rings were told that the grand purpose of the order was to make of the human race, without any distinction of nation, condition, or profession, one good and happy family.
Okay, this is just a bit off topic, but it came into my mind. It's really important for people to know. One thing that they're pushing as well is they're pushing this whole, it's just so much in the media at the moment that I need to talk about it, and I'm really sick of it. It's racism. It just keeps on getting spoken about so much. And of course, everyone should be treated nicely, and you shouldn't pick on people for the different skin color they have, or religion that they have. But part of this whole racism thing is just, it's denying that there's any differences between the races at all, which is bullshit. There definitely is differences between people from different parts of the world and different cultures. So don't get sucked into thinking that everyone's equal and everyone's the same. That's bullshit. The same as men and women. There's differences between men and there's differences between women. Don't think that they're the same. They try and make out that just like men and women are the exact same thing and stuff like that. It's just not right, you know. And a big secret, if you understand, and if you're switched on, you understand that people with different colours of skin and from different parts of the world act differently, you'll get ahead in life. If you know that there's differences between people, you'll get ahead in life. For example, clearly, when it comes to sports, the recruiters know that black people are better at basketball and they're better at football, clearly, and also long distance running. They know this, right? And so it helps them choose the right person to join their club. You know what I mean? Like if they looked at 2 people, right, the black guy and the white guy, and they both performed well, and so it's hard to pick between the two, you'd probably go with the black guy because you know that black people are just better at sport, and maybe they know as well that black people can last longer as professional athletes, right? So you'd probably, out of the two, you'd probably go, oh, I'll choose the black guy, right? And it's the same as when you got a, let's say, a white person and a Chinese person. Well, we know that Chinese are better at maths. Like, this is just perfect. This is just the truth here. Chinese, on average, are better at maths. So it can help you in life, right? Just to know these little differences that black people are better at sport. Well, only certain types of sport, by the way. There's, I think, swimming black people are terrible at. Anyway, and race car driving, white people are pretty good at race car driving. It's a real white people thing. I don't know why. There'll be reasons for why certain people have different things. I don't know why Chinese are good at maths, but they just are. But if you know these differences, you know what I mean? It can really help you in life, but they try and brainwash you into thinking that everyone's the same race. You can't be racist at all. You know what I mean? Everyone's equal, all this sort of bullshit, but that's just not true. You know what I mean? It's like, clearly, of course, you shouldn't be mean to people and you shouldn't be racist, but don't take it so far to think that there's no differences between people from different cultures. Like, there's certain cultures where people are difficult when it comes to money. That's an absolute truth. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain cultures where they... Okay, let's use black people in America, for example. These people are really into... I think they're into singing a bit as well, singing and dancing and sport. That's sort of their thing. And then you've got Jewish people who are into money. Like, that's sort of their thing. This isn't racism or me picking on them or anything. This is just truth. This is why people, they make Jewish jokes and stuff. They're just sort of into money. It's part of their culture and stuff, right? If you know these things, it really helps you in life. And it's just like, I don't have to treat them any different or judge them or be mean to anything. It's just handy to know these certain things that if you are around, for example, a Jew, right, they're more likely to be pretty keen on money. You know what I mean? So just be a bit wary. And I don't, like, that's, you know, it's just so ridiculous. They just make out that they just don't allow anyone. Everyone's too scared to talk about the differences between races and cultures and all this sort of stuff. But it's just little bits of information that can help you in life. It's the same as Indians. They're a bit similar to Jews when it comes to money. Japanese, for example, they're really efficient and really organized, and they invent great things. So are the Germans. They're really good at inventing machines and technology and that sort of stuff. So there's differences between races and all this sort of stuff, and just don't get sucked into, you know, being scared about telling the differences, you know what I mean? Like, the media will pick up, they won't pick up what I've said, but, like, as in, the media will pick up things that people say and take it out of context and go, oh, this person said something about a Jew. Oh, how dare he? How mean is he? When it's just like, come on, I wasn't saying anything mean about him. You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. Anyway, let's continue this documentary.
But by the time the member had advanced to the level of presbyter or priest, his oath of absolute secrecy and obedience had become deadly serious. Only then was he allowed finally to see the ultimate goal of the order. It was the destruction of all religion, and the destruction of all independent governments, replaced by a new world order.
Stop. And if you don't think there's a destruction of religion going on, check out how small the churches are and how less popular they are. You know what I mean? It's definitely going on. There's so many people that are atheists out there, you know, whereas people used to be a lot more religious, you know, 100 years ago and stuff.
World government ruled from behind the scenes.
Sorry, one of the ways they also used to destroy the religions was apparently they actually planted the pedophile priests in those positions in order to screw up the churches, because then a lot of parents would be like, oh, I don't want to send my kid to church anymore, you know, I'm scared about them getting molested. Seriously, like, apparently they, because you can do this thing called pain drug hypnosis where you hypnotize someone into making them, you know, want to be a pedophile, and then you take a priest, right, you hypnotize him, then you put him back as being the priest, and then now he's hypnotized with this obsession with wanting to be a pedophile, and then he'll just be a pedophile. Because you have to understand, churches have been around for years and years and years and years, ages, but why is it all of a sudden in the past 50 years there's been all these pedophile priests? You know what I mean? Like, yes, because with the media, we've been finding out more about them. Whereas maybe you didn't hear about it 200 years ago because it was more secret. But I'm telling you, there's an unusually high amount of pedophile priests suddenly, you know? And so I just heard this. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that they did that, they planted all these pedophile priests in the churches in order to bring the churches down. Because this is their plan to take over the world, and they're serious about it, and they actually do things in order to take over the world. And these are some of the things they have to do. They have to take down the religion. So they actually infiltrated the Church of Scientology at the top and screwed it up. And they actually took priests and made them into pedophiles in order to ruin the reputation of the churches. And this is just what they do, and it sounds so out there and wild, but all I have to say to you is, check out vaccines. If they would do that to vaccines that they're doing, Why wouldn't they do it to other things? Why wouldn't they do other outrageous things? Like, if they would take vaccines and say, let's make them give a lot more to babies, and also let's stuff up these vaccines and put things in and they'll stuff the baby up. It's just the most horrifically evil thing ever. People can't even believe it or confront it. It just freaks people. It's just unbelievable that someone could be so evil. But that's what they're doing. Like, it's not only brain-damaging kids, giving some kids autism and ADD. It also stuffs up their immune system so they're more likely to be allergic to things and also more likely to actually gives them the disease that they're supposedly getting immunized for. So let's say the disease is for whooping cough. Well, it actually gives the kid whooping cough. And I heard from someone that they were in a hospital ward and they were looking at the whooping cough section where the kids are that had whooping cough. And the guy's like, wow, I can't believe people don't get vaccinated. And the nurse was like, nah, all these babies had been vaccinated for whooping cough. Sorry, she didn't say all of them. She said most of these babies had been vaccinated for whooping cough, yet they got whooping cough. So, and you look at the evidences, and apparently there's lots of stuff saying that the actual vaccine's actually keeping these diseases around and keeping people sick. Because these people want to reduce the population, want to keep people sick, and want to keep on making money off people. And it doesn't help to have people who are healthy and to have no diseases in the world. They want tuberculosis, they want whooping cough, they want all these things going around, getting down the rabble, getting down the riffraff, you know, the commoners, bringing them down. That's how it works. So that's really, really, really diabolically evil. And you won't believe it. You'll probably just think I'm crazy, but you won't believe it until you see it. So that sounds crazy that they would actually go to that extent and be that evil. So it doesn't surprise me that they'll take priests and hypnotize them and stuff. And if you don't believe in hypnosis, just check out the evidence on hypnosis. It absolutely works. It can be done. Anyway, let's continue this documentary.
The Illuminated Ones. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
This is
a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations.
The rule of law, yeah, but they control who makes the laws, and they make just disgusting laws like you have to take vaccines that harm you and all this sort of stuff. That's George Bush Sr., by the way, and he is definitely one of these evil people. And his son, the one that was kind of funny, actually isn't evil. He's just an absolute idiot and was being used as a puppet, and he didn't even know what was going on. And you could see from his personality he was a bit of a dumbass. He was just born into this rich family of this evil guy, and he just grew up and just went along with it and didn't even know what was going on. But George Bush Jr. was a classic example of just a puppet, whereas this senior guy, he also is a puppet and obviously taking orders from evil people, but he himself is genuinely an evil person.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's United Nations. That's the world government. They're trying to make the United Nations the world government. Get everyone to follow the rules of the United Nations. And no one votes in and says, you know, no one has a say in it, the average person. It's just whatever they say.
I call upon all states to join ranks in order to found the new world order of the 21st century.
And people talked then, in 1990, of the new world order. What they actually meant then was a new political order. And the question for us is how we meet and master all these challenges to ensure that Britain enhances its competitiveness in the process and realizes what I believe is our destiny of success in this new world order. So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the future.
And it is emerging when you look at speed cameras everywhere, and there's all these drug and booze buses in Australia, and there's these white vans they have parked on the side of the road that scan people's number plates, and then 100 metres down the road, the coppers get the information. And they go, oh, this person hasn't paid a fine, so I'm going to chase up that person. Or this person's blah, 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 and they chase them up. And then they, like, there's this whole control system. There's apparently cameras everywhere, like all over Singapore and all over England and stuff. There's just cameras just everywhere, and this whole control system, and they can just monitor all this sort of stuff, and it's just whole, you know, system coming in.
On the back of the dollar bill, you see the symbol on the left-hand side of the bill, which is Inuit Coeptus, which means our enterprise is now a success. Our enterprise is crowned with success. Inuit Coeptus. So you say, fine, so you have an enterprise and is now crowned with success. What enterprise are you talking about? Novas Ordo Seclorum. Novas is novus, meaning new. Ordo is order, and seclorum is where we get the word secular, meaning the world. So it's new order of the world, the new world order.
Can you believe that? That's on the American dollar bill.
Now a success.
Bill, you've heard an awful lot of dramatic speeches and seen dramatic moments in times of great gravity for the nation. How would you assess this evening?
This was a stirring address, in my view. Shorter than his father's speech when he announced the new world order. Shorter than his father's speech when he announced the new world order.
Wow, apparently there's a certain type of handshake that the Illuminati do. And they grab the fingers.
1934 is when the Federal Reserve actually finally took total control of the United States monetary system, and that's when they said it is now a success, because this is a symbol. This is an emblem of a secret society. A secret society of Freemasons called the Illuminati.
Like, how weird is that to have that on their money? And in Australia, we just have a picture of the Queen's head and, like, some platypuses or some shit. And they've got these weird symbols with these Latin words and, like, these pyramids with an eye and stuff and saying New World Order on it. Like, that's just wild.
Bavarian Illuminati. They were a secret society founded in the south of Germany. They were called the Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones, the Enlightened Ones. 1776 was when this secret society actually formed itself into a secret society and put itself into operation. They were the basis for what we call today in our country the Bavarian Illuminati was the basis for what we call today the Colombian faction. The Colombian faction of the Illuminati came here right after this government was formed. And that's where we get today Columbia Space Shuttle, Columbia Movies, Columbia Television, you know, Columbia Records, everything, Columbia University. As a matter of fact, Columbia TV, Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS. What is the symbol for CBS? It's the all-seeing eye. And that's why our government is in the District of Columbia. Because these guys own our government. They print our money, and they own not only the government, but they own you. You are their property. So, in other words, these guys print the money, they run the country, and they own you, and they own everything around it. And so they make the laws, and that's why they can decide who can kill who, and who can get away with who, and who can get away with whatever, because they make the laws, and they decide, all right? As I said to you before, there are 13 layers in this pyramid. There are 13 letters in Inuit Coeptus, but 13 is a very important number to this secret society. There are 13 stripes, there are 13 stars here.
So I was just thinking, nobody should be making the laws. You know, it should be like, you know, don't steal, don't murder, just a few rules that are locked in, you know, freedom of speech, that are locked into there, that boom, and that's it. You don't need all these people making new laws. These politicians suck you into thinking that they're really important, they're really needed, and we need new people making new laws because there's new inventions and all this stuff. It's not necessary. It really isn't. We can get along just fine with 10 basic laws in society.
Which make up the Star of David. The 13 berries, there are 13 leaves, 13 arrows. There are 32 feathers here and 33 feathers there. Everything is done in sequence of 13. 13, of course, is based on this is what we call Masonic symbolism. Freemasons designed this dollar bill. Everything is done in sequence of 13, and again, I draw your attention to the fact that you have 13 stars here, which collectively make up the Star of David. There's a reason why. On the $1 bill at the top, you'll see this little image right here. But if you blow it up from an actual photograph, you'll see it as a little owl. It's a symbol of the Bohemian Society. The Bohemian Society meets in California on the last 2 weeks of July of every year. I have pictures showing all of the presidents, all of the living presidents, excluding the new one, but all of the living presidents at the Bohemian Grove in Northern California, and they're all wearing red and black Ku Klux Klan dress type of regalia, like the Ku Klux Klanners, with the pointed headdress and everything. And, that's quite a sight to see presidents dressed like Ku Klux Klan members, right? And they're standing in front of a big open pit of fire, and behind them is about a 20 to 25 foot owl behind them.
Okay, sorry, he's talking about this Bohemian Grove and this owl thing, and it sounds so fucking crazy and unbelievable, and you're like, what the fuck? But I think this is real. Like, really. I first heard about Bohemian Grove when I saw something. I'd seen some of the political stuff where Alex Jones was talking, and then I heard Alex Jones talk about Bohemian Grove, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, it really was hard to believe when I heard about Bohemian Grove. Like, some giant owl statue, and they're all wearing, like, these weird clothes, and they're, like, doing these weird rituals and chanting and screaming, and it was just, like, the weirdest thing ever. It was like, this is either some prank joke video on YouTube, or this is actually footage that Alex Jones has of this Bohemian Grove. And if you watch the documentary with Alex Jones in it, it shows him traveling all the way to the Bohemian Grove and him sneaking in and him filming it. And he's a professional, successful radio host that talks about politics and stuff. And it's not a joke. It's actually serious. Like, this is how screwed up the world is. This is how wild it is. That's a real eye-opener. That's really taking the red pill when you watch Bohemian Grove. You're like, what the hell? Some place where all these really rich elite people meet up and do weird sex rituals and shit. Like, it's so wild. The truth is so wild that people just don't believe it and think it's a joke. But if you just realize that it's not a joke, man, your life changes because you stop being a slave to these people. But I'm just saying, don't think this Bohemian Grove thing's ridiculous. Like, it is, it's amazing. It's just, it's such an eye-opener, you know. And Stanley Kubrick had that film called Eyes Wide Shut, and it shows some dude going to a, Tom Cruise is in it, and he goes to, like, some sort of sex party and ritual party by, like, really, really rich people in New York City in some, like, mansion estate thing. And you think this might be some wild imagination and stuff and Stanley Kubrick being creative, but it's just like, nah. This stuff goes on. This is serious, you know. This is a really amazing world that we live in, and shit's wild. But I just remember years ago when I was first finding out about these things, I found out about the corruption with the drugs and psychology and stuff and psychiatry, how they were just sort of crap and they were just giving out drugs and it wasn't really helping. Then I found out a bit more. And then when I hit the Bohemian Grove thing, it was just like, I don't know if I can believe this. This is just so ridiculous and freaky and just like, what the hell? But it seems like it's actually going on. Like, it's just so wild. And so, Alex Jones is so funny. In the year 2000, he sneaks into Bohemian Grove and gets secret footage of them doing some crazy ritual. I've listened to it, and it's just so wild. It's like, what the hell? Some guy's, like, screaming, going, blah, 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 ha, ha, ha. Like, it sounds so, like, what the hell? You think it's some sort of crappy movie, but it's actually real. Truth is stranger than fiction. And there's this book called Mission Earth by Orrin Hubbard that's an amazing, it's not a book, it's like 10 books, it's like a whole series. And in that book, an alien visits Earth and goes on all these sort of adventures, like sort of, you know, gets involved with Earth and finds out about corruption and all these sort of crazy things. And some of it's like funny, like a lot of it's funny, it's actually a comedy, like a science fiction comedy. But if you didn't know anything about, if you just knew, if you just went to not, like, if you just worked a normal 9-to-5 life and lived in the suburbs and were really, really normal, you'd think this is all just creativity and fiction and just a funny story. But, man, that book has so much truth in it. You know, I mean, so much of it is true. It's just like, no, this isn't just someone's wild imagination. This is how the world works. Like, it's actually that freaking crazy. You know what I mean? Anyway.
And the article in Elm Magazine and Time Magazine, I've got two or three different magazines showing basically the same pictures. It says that the presidents meet with all of the heads of industry throughout the world, all of the heads of state throughout the world, and all of the most important wheeler dealers in this country, and they all meet up in Northern California, and they have rituals where they go before the owl after midnight.
Alex Jones has footage of this.
And then what a picture you got with all the presidents dressed up like Ku Klux Klanners with black and red robes on before an owl. And these are your presidents of this country.
Wow.
And the reason why they chose the owl is because the owl is a symbol used in Europe by secret societies, because the owl is wise, because it sees things in the dark.
And the implication they know shit that we don't know.
That's why they are where they are, because they're very brilliant and they know things that you don't know.
See what I mean? It's like this.
Our story begins in Northern California over 100 years ago, when locals began to spread rumors of bizarre occult rituals conducted in the ancient redwood groves of Sonoma County.
He's talking about his documentary.
As the decades passed, it became clear these incredible stories had a basis in truth, and their source was a 2,700-acre private club known as the Bohemian Grove. Then in a time period between the mid-1970s and the early 1990s, scores of reporters attempted to infiltrate the grove. All attempts were unsuccessful.
In life, if you just realize that almost anything's impossible, things really start changing. Anyway.
Grove security identified them, threw them out for trespassing, or in some cases, had the local police arrest them. To many, it seemed, the grove's secrets would never become public. All of that changed on July 15th, 2000, when we ripped aside the veil of secrecy and were successfully able to penetrate the Bohemian Grove on their high holy day and videotape the cremation of care ritual. Our infiltration is chronicled in my documentary film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. As the news spread across the planet that the Bohemian Grove had been blown wide open and that their secrets were public, the people were amazed. They were amazed to learn that many U.S. presidents and British prime ministers, German chancellors, the Hollywood elite, the heads of business and academia, Federal Reserve chairmen were traveling to the Grove each year, and that presidents had been going there since the turn of the last century in 1900. They were shocked by each new revelation of ritualistic depravity.
This is footage from the Bohemian Grove. See how creepy it sounds? This is actually secret footage Alex Jones recorded. Have a listen to it. They're lighting a giant owl on fire. Like, I mean, huge owl.
One last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you. Oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, hey, I don't run around in the woods naked. What did that mean?
Here is the before-mentioned Washington Times article where he said, "I didn't run around naked like they do."
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. Listen, I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there. And it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Oh!
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
Oh!
I do.
So he's admitting it's real.
Officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Wow.
You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not.
Okay, the way this politician's handling these questions by Alex Jones is it really is implying that it's true. You know what I mean? And you could just watch the footage of Alex Jones in there. You know what I mean? This isn't bullshit. This is just so wild.
Gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
This is the ritual. The screaming and shit. They're all dressed up.
Sir, I don't owe you this comment.
I know. I appreciate
you. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you and goodbye.
The ritual?
Let's leave your damn business.
Oh, look how angry he is.
Listen. You go around and make up stand for people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's an inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine. But don't ask others to respect you for it. If you want to, you can do. You're free American, like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, "Oh well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen."
I'm sorry. Nobody says policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously. You don't belong there.
Weaving spiders coming out here?
It's actually a men's only club as well. Women aren't allowed in there. And he's probably, that politician there he was speaking to is probably a closet homosexual as well. Anyway.
Yeah, that is a three-pointer.
Hold on, sorry, let me clear up this thing. Because I mentioned gay people a few times in this podcast. There's nothing wrong with being gay. I like some gay people. It's cool. It's fine. But it does tend to be, there's certain traits that evil people have. Some of them tend to need to wear glasses. They tend to have problems with eating food, like they don't eat regular good food. They're malnourished. And also, some of them tend to be gay as well. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with gay people, I'm just saying it's one of the traits. And that doesn't mean that I think that all people who wear glasses are evil, or all people who are gay are evil. It just means it's one of the traits that you look for. And when you know how to spot an evil person, they'll tick a lot of the boxes with these traits. There's heaps of traits for it. There's like at least 20, I'd say. I can't remember them all right now. But, you know, a person can be gay and they're fine and then they can go for glasses. But if they've got a lot of these traits, and then you look at them and you investigate them a bit further and you'll find out that they're really corrupt, evil individuals. So that's what you look for. That's it for this podcast. We're about 55 minutes in. We'll continue next podcast where we'll be up to part 7. So we're only 55 minutes into the documentary. We're not even halfway through this documentary, and see how much great information this has. I'm looking forward to doing it and finding out more information from this and talking to you about it. So that's it for the podcast. If you're in Melbourne, check out the Kink TV show. It's on every Friday night at 11:30 p.m. On Channel 31. And or you can just see it on YouTube. Just search the Kink TV show. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Andy Nolch, the Space Cowboy, signing out. Meow.